This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Calls as well. Appreciate folks holding. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've delved into the enemy launching their anti-human assault out of deep space. We got Caroline of Carolyn in Australia. We got Carol in Pennsylvania. We got Lee in Florida. We got Joey in Vermont. We got Sean in Washington, D.C. We got Pam in Wisconsin. I'm going to take all your calls this segment and next, and then Joe Biggs, great talk show host, veteran patriot, will be joining us about 15 after. Let's go to Carolyn in Australia, in the land down under. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Alex. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Thanks for calling. Well, what do you think about Trump taking the gloves off and going after big tech for antitrust?
Oh, look, something's going on, Alex. I don't know what's going on, but, like, this is... Okay, so we've got three Chinese warships in Sydney Harbour, and our Prime Minister is acting like he knew. Okay, he's the only one that knew, though, because the Premier didn't know, the Defence Minister didn't know. But the thing is, when I've tried to tweet it out to the international community, Twitter is deleting my tweets, and I tried it three times, okay. And then my phone shut down.
Wow. We put the article up there from ABC News Australia, Australian Broadcasting System Company, and I was aware that China's been making a lot of threats, but wow. I'd love to see the Chinese actually try to take on the Aussies. They get their ass kicked in about 10 seconds, but yes, they admit it's a provocative move to let you know they're in command. What do you make of that?
Look, they're doing a drive-by. They've failed, and I say what they're trying to do is they're testing their stealth weapons, because they've just basically sailed in willy-nilly, and no one knew they were coming.
But slow down and explain this. They just showed up, missile cruisers, and pulled in, because, you know, they're the big extractors of almost all the rare earth minerals in Australia. So Australia has been, the government, deep in bed with them. I mean, I know they own a lot of Australian debt, like they own U.S. debt. Do you think they're showing up to piss on their property?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, it's a display of strength, Alex. There's just no two ways about it. They just rocked in without warning, and the only way our PM is covering it is just saying, oh, I knew they were coming. No, he didn't.
I should have led the show with this, because print me all the articles. I see the articles. I have one on the stack, the unannounced arrival. Exactly. Warships pull in like they're in charge. I'll tell you, the Chi-Coms are really asking for it.
And, Alex, the thing is, the tech, it will let me retweet, okay, but only in my own community, only to Australians, okay? When I tried to tweet it to Paul Joseph Watson, because he needed to see the comments of the Australians underneath, okay? And then I tried to tweet it three times to Dr. Steve Pacini because I wanted his take on it, okay? Twitter wouldn't let me do it, okay? And then they deleted it.
I understand it's geographically walling you off, which is the plan. That's why you've got to use IP blockers, and you've got to use virtual browsers and set up pin names in other parts of the world and operate that way. You're in an information war. You will defend Australia, and the Chi-Com snot-nosed commies are going to lose in the end, my friend. But yes, we're aware of it, and I'm glad you brought this up. And China is literally trying to mark its territory with you, and I think it's going to backfire. What do you think?
I don't know, Alex. I don't know. It's not good. Either way, it's not good.
Well, you let those Chi-Coms pull any type of physical force, and they're going to get their ass blown off one way or another. the Aussie, there's enough Aussie men and others left. Without weapons, they'll climb on those ships like army ants and break the necks of those piece of crap commies. God bless you, ma'am. We'll be right back. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Incredible if you just joined us. A woman called in from Australia and she said, Alex, I can't tweet out of the country about Chinese warships showing up unannounced in a show of force. Mainstream news. AP Reuters, Chinese warships in Sydney, a show of strength for Beijing. Chinese warships arrive in Sydney Harbor. Without even announcing it, it's all part of the threats. China says they're at war with the United States. Apple and Google have officially moved there. And now the EU says we're in control of Facebook. We're going to censor U.S. citizens. AP, Reuters, U.S. News and World Report. It's all reporting it. Facebook may be told to censor users' hateful posts globally. Bloomberg. EU expert says online defamation enforceable worldwide. AP. Big tech faces antitrust crackdown from House Judiciary. Now Apple's in the crosshairs by Trump. But Trump's got to move quick because, again, the regulatory system handed over by Obama to foreign governments and to the UN and others, they're using it to take control. And while our Congress was asleep at the switch, we don't regulate the internet. Could private company do whatever it wants? We keep the baby comfortable while we get rid of freedom. To quote Governor Northam, Mr. KKK, we're in a global war. It's 21st century. It's happening now. Let's stop lying about it. I didn't even plug last hour, and I'm going to go to your calls, then Joe Biggs is coming up, good buddy of mine. I want to hear his take on all this. I didn't even plug that it's the last 4, 5, 6 hours. So I went up this morning, last 12 hours of the mega sale, 60% off a bunch of our supplements, 40% off T-shirts, books, films. Huge sale going right now. It's how you fund the operation. Plus, our fish oil is the highest rated at the lowest price. Our turmeric, highest rated at the lowest. I mean, it is 95% humanoid. Nobody else has got 95% humanoid. Take the 8-pack power, Steph. I'm going to your calls. I told him, I said, I want the strongest, best, 4 new formulas, 13 pills a day, AM pack, PM pack, where you've got all the synergistic vitamins, minerals, energy, all the key cofactors. And then we got it. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't even barely have the money to pay for this because it's coming in 3 shipments. The first shipment came in. You put $25 per package in it. Ladies and gentlemen, no one has ever done that with the popular AM, PM packs where you get all your vitamins and minerals and other things. But this is so good, so pure, the best, all the best everything, the most expensive, best stuff there is. It's in the 8-pack power stack. already 100% reviews, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off out of the gates. But, and we're like, well, you know, the average competitor is like $35, $40 for this, but it's true they're putting like $3 in the whole box or $4, and you put $25 in. But how do we tell the public that? Whatever. It's just, don't people want real stuff? Don't they want the best there is? I'm going to explain something. Metaphysically, I'm not going to sell you something that isn't the best I can do, or you can blow my head off. I'm not a devil worshiper. I'm not out to get kids. I'm not out to screw people. I cannot do it. Do you understand that? You understand? I'm a God-fearing person, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't play dirty tricks. I don't engage in manipulation. I don't screw people over that trust me. When I read Zuckerberg saying, my users trust me, they're dumb effers, I'm the opposite of that. And not because I'm some goody tissue. I metaphysically don't even think like that. But if I even imagine the enemy screwing over people that count on me, that's when I get scared. I'm never scared. I'm never scared. Except if I think like the enemy, I get really scared. I get really alone. I start having a panic attack. Like, who the hell wants to kill babies and, like, celebrate it? That ain't good luck, man. That ain't good luck. I'm nothing special. I'm not a devil worshiper. I don't want to kill kids. I don't want to blow the planet up. That ain't that special. That's why listeners don't need to call in and tell me how great I am. How great I am? Because I know I come from a long line of humans, so I want to be pro-human, and I want my kids to have a future. Being sane is not special, folks, except when you live in a world of crazy people. I said, I take your calls. It's just all the evils being confirmed, the whole world government, the whole plan to get our kids. And I can't believe we've got to go through this. I mean, you look at Governor Northam. You know, I don't wish any harm against Governor Northam. And I pray nobody does anything to him. But if somebody walked up to him with, say, a samurai sword and cut his head clean off, would we say it was a post-birth abortion that he promotes? Or is it wrong to cut his head off with a samurai sword because maybe that didn't keep him comfortable? Maybe you, I'm not saying do this, I'm saying hypothetically, like a Stephen King novel. He got kidnapped and taken to a house, and then you put him under with a medical injection so he doesn't feel it when you cut his head off. Cause you kept him comfortable. Or maybe you put him on a bunch of painkillers and he's all, yeah, I'm gonna keep you comfortable now like you did that little baby. Cause you see, you gonna kill the baby after they bone. Well, why not keep him comfortable? You see, why not? I mean, when do we stop aborting people, Northam? Oh, I get it. You have value, Northam. You exist. And because you exist and you decide which baby live and which baby die, that makes you somehow some high and mighty person. But let me tell you something about Northam. Northam is a coward and a climber and a piece of crap. And God isn't going to do anything to Northam. When Northam's soul leaves his filthy body, it's gravity. It's a charge. Northam has a energy field that is going to tie onto him and drag him down a black hole. And he's going to go into a place with trillions of other entities from around the universe that have done similar stuff, and he's going to be with them forever. So, he wants to talk about how he killed baby, how he keep him comfortable, and talk about how much power he got. He gonna find out the power in trillions and trillions and trillions of Earth orbits in the Phantom Zone. And you already look at his eyes. He already looks scared. He already done some stuff for power. He already scared. And the evil tells him, if you just do more and kill the baby, you might get out of it. Like Faustus. Like Faust. He believes he can get out of this. He's trying to figure it out. Well, let me tell you, Northam, you're already going to figure it out. You'd be lucky if somebody chopped your head off with a samurai sword. Brother, that ain't happening. You're going to live a long life, and when you're sitting there on that deathbed, there are going to be demons sitting all around you. There's going to be one sitting right at the end of your bed, and it's going to be rubbing its hands together and saying, buddy, before you know it, I'm going to be attached to you forever, sucking your eyeballs out and ripping your guts out forever and ever and ever. And it's going to be so sweet. And you know Northam already when he wakes up at like 2 a.m. in the morning, he looks down at the end of that bed and he sees that little friendly fella sitting down there. Because that's what it's like for these guys. Little friendly fella. And the little friendly fella says, I want dead babies. And Northam says, yes, sir, I'll get that for you. Little devil say, that's good, Northam. You're going to be all right. Joe Northam on that deathbed.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Governor of Virginia, Northam, who famously posed in blackface, who said to kill babies after they're born is totally normal, trying to pass the same law as New York and other states, he died today. It's just been announced in a post-birth abortion. But it's okay because he wasn't a human. It was after he was born, and they kept him comfortable when they did it. So Governor Northam is dead. Obviously, that's sick satire, but that shows how whacked out and how crazy and how out of control this individual is. And we're going to get to all your calls, Chris and Carol and Lee and Joey and Sean and Thad and Peter and Pam, right now with Joe Biggs. But Joe Biggs, Army veteran, patriot, Infowars.com, former reporter, doing his own stuff out there, kicking butt. I just was thinking, hey, we ought to get Joe Biggs back on. I'm like, hey, Joe, what do you want to cover? And he's like, well, I want to cover that love knows no age, which is an actual NAMBLA statement being put out by different leftist publications right now, and all this sexualization of children that we were just talking about, Miley Cyrus celebrating abortion in a bizarre video where she talks about how it's sexual. And but again, outrage after Snapchat debuts, love has no age filter on Pride Month. That's up at NewsWars.com. So, Joe, good to have you back with us. I agree with your T-shirt. We should expel Alexandria Cortez because she hates America so much. But what do you think the left's doing right now with all the pro-pedophile stuff? And without even looking, I've got like 10 stories today about the left promoting pedophilia.
Well, the easiest way to control this country and the easiest way to break it down is to destroy the family. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to manipulate and brainwash our kids. And they're trying to do that through... They're incrementally doing that. We've seen that through these drag queen story hours over the past few years. I mean, we used to joke all the time that they were going to add a P to LGBTQ, and here we are. We're finally seeing them kind of make that final push, and they're doing the open now by saying that love has no age. I mean, yeah, at 5 years old, 6 years old, yeah, we can experience love. We understand what love is, but it's the same thing with...
But it's not sexual, and it's not with adults.
Yeah, but it's the way they do it. It's the same thing with the saying is, do you support our troops? Well, of course we support our troops, but the true meaning behind that is, do you support our policies that lead to war? And no, we don't, but to get people around that, we say, do you support our troops? And that's what this love has no age thing is they try to cover it as, oh yeah, you know, as a kid, you
But as you said, love has no age. That is NAMBLA's statement. I mean, that is the actual NAMBLA, slogan.
When you pull the mask off that slogan, what's behind it? Two sweaty old 45-year-old guys that are getting off to My Little Pony cartoons. It's disgusting and it's nasty, and that's what this is all about. It's trying to normalize adults having a relationship with these young children. When you look at that kid out of Canada that wants to be this drag queen star, he always looks like he's drugged out of his mind. He looks like this slave. And then you've got these two creepy dudes that are, you know, probably in their 30s, that are just, you know, loving every single bit of it. Yeah, in the background, it says Rohypnol.
But Joe, it's way worse than you're saying. They're actually in their 40s. One guy is a convicted guy that cut up his boyfriend to death, and it says Rohypnol, the date rape drug, and they say in the video, we're going to corrupt your children, bring them to us. So these are the guys that launched the Club Kid movement that is about promoting pedophilia in the 90s. So, yes, what you just said is true.
It's disgusting, and parents are going along with it. These are our kids. This is our future. People should be pissed off. Every single adult out there right now should be making videos about how angry, disturbed they are. I mean, Snapchat is a disgusting place. Let's be honest. I mean, I only use Snapchat to talk to these two girls that I know. Outside of that, when you look at the things they promote on there, it is disgusting filth. There's nothing, anything on there worth a damn whatsoever. It's people fighting. It's just disgusting people, you know, frothing at the mouth over the brand new $3,000 pair of shoes or something like that. There's nothing good that comes out of it. So it doesn't surprise
me. No, I agree. Let me ask you this, Joe. You're a smart guy. Why is this all coming out now? Like, the House of Drag Queens got caught and is charged with making child porn with little kids. And you look at the photos, they all have that crazy look that I can't even make. Here, let me try to make it for TV viewers. It's like this. Like, give us your children. And, like, we're convicted pedophiles. And the schools let them in, like, to have your kids on their laps. Like, what freaking planet do you let these loons next to your kids?
I mean, look at Joe Biden. I mean, this is the front runner for the Democratic Party right now, and this guy's creepier than hell. I mean, he's grabbing up on women left and right. It just doesn't surprise me.
He's grabbing on little kids.
Oh yeah, it's nasty. It's disgusting.
So let me ask a question again. Why is it suddenly coming out? It's like it's just coming out everywhere. You follow the news. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit some deal with a guy going, we're grooming your kids and we're not asking and they're going to sit on my lap. And you're like, what is going on?
Well, who's the front runner though? Joe Biden. How do we make him look normal to go up against Trump? You've got to make it this normal thing everywhere in society.
I agree. Can you imagine if Trump was like rubbing little girls in the face and going, oh, you're so beautiful? I mean, if I had family doing that to one of my kids, I'd punch him.
He said, when you're rich, they let you grab them by the, you know, whatever. That's consent. They let you. But this guy is creepily going up behind people, and you can see that look of disgust in their eyes. You can see the goosebumps appearing on their skin. You can see the fact that they just want to escape and not be there.
Exactly. They start repelling. They start pulling back.
Yeah. And that's what it is we have to normalize that type of behavior so Joe Biden can be a candidate to go up against President Trump in 2020. Sadly, that's kind of what I think it is.
I'll ask it again, because I want your opinion. Why is it suddenly exploding everywhere?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think it's just to normalize Joe Biden.
So you've answered it. You just think, well, it's like, why are they suddenly saying Martin Luther King's a pervert with no proof? Classic super right-wing Nazi propaganda about him with no proof, because he said, don't judge people by race, judge them by what they do. There's a full-on left movement everywhere saying Martin Luther King is the worst person ever.
Yeah, because he's going against what they want now. You don't think, or if you think for yourself, then you're outcast. If you go with the grain, then you're good. They love you. You're a hero. I mean, look at anybody out there. Look at any celebrity now. They say, F Trump. They get all this money. They get all these crappy roles in films. But if they don't, they're banished. They're blacklisted. They're kicked off everything. And they have to, you know, hopefully they saved money and they did what they're supposed to throughout their career.
I want to take phone calls with Joe Biggs. I want you on more, Joe, on all our shows. I don't know how. Like, you get busy. I get busy. I should come on your show. You're doing a lot of great stuff. We're going to break in a minute. But tell people, because you haven't been banished in some places. You've been attacked for your bank accounts because you dared interview the Proud Boys. You've been persecuted some. But where can people find Planet Biggs?
You can go to Twitter, at Rambo Biggs, or you can go to my website, StaffSergeantBiggs.com. That's SSGBiggs.com.
I want to go to calls. I've got so many issues. We could talk for 1,000 years, but what else is on your radar? What else do you want to hit when we come back?
This whole thing with the Mueller investigation, I mean, look, it's over. Let it go. These people are still frothing at the mouth, trying to find something to get them.
Oh, big surprise. Trump's not a Russian agent. He's a flaming Americana.
Everyone in the world right now should be scared out of their mind. They should be horrified. They should be pissed off and angry. They created a crime. Then they found a person to blame it on, and then they tried to create a trail to lead that person to that crime. I mean, that's insanity, and people are going, oh, that's okay, Trump's the bad guy. No, he's not.
The only question is, will Trump go on the offense against this? And I think the answer is yes. Your phone calls, I promise. Thanks for holding. Straight ahead with Joe Biggs. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news, today.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the street. Straight Spot fans, that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com,
because
that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Biggs, and I write to these patient, amazing callers. So I really appreciate calling in on this Tuesday global broadcast. Trump's delivering. I mean, he's delivering at a sickening level. Dictators can't get this much stuff done. Ann Coulter goes, oh, we got double the illegal aliens. Yeah, because the UN's launching an attack. And they got refugee centers running it all. It's like the Japanese attack us at Pearl Harbor, and now it's our fault. It's the same thing over and over again. And if Trump does something wrong, I'll turn on him faster than you can say possum gut. But the point is I don't see that happening, and I see the whole system crap in their drawers. I see nationalism and populism exploding. And like Joe Biggs said, though, they're doubling down, harassing anybody that tells the truth. And now Trump's got, as we told you before he even broke, because I was up in D.C., I was meeting with folks that had been in the meetings with Trump. And I'll be honest, I don't have the conversations with Trump because that becomes a national security issue. I just have conversations with the people that are going to meet with Trump, and I help write memos to Trump. And, you know, I'm proud of that because my analysis is on. And we talk about how China and the EU is creating regulations, and we're not creating regulations to block it. So by extension, we're letting them regulate. When we say we're against regulation, well, it doesn't matter. They're regulating, so you better regulate. And all the rest of the stuff is now in the news front and center. So I'm really proud of this audience. I'm proud of the crew. I'm proud of what we've done because it's actually freaking me out, the amount of effect we're all having together in the symbiotic spirit of America that is InfoWars and what we're doing. But Joe Biggs, before we go to these calls and ride shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour, what do you think about what Trump's doing and the antitrust and the announcements? Because they can debate all day, oh, you can't say what corporations do with speech. Let's just say they're right, which they're not. Doesn't matter. You're running combines. You're running monopolies. You're buying up all the other companies. You're not letting people set up their own thing. So you're done. And I just can't believe they don't get like the jig is up.
It's a scary situation to kind of get into that conversation. You know, do we have government step in? What do we do to this? How do we deal with this? You know, the government in itself doesn't really take care of things too well. I mean, let's look at a lot of the things that they're in charge of. They really don't do that well with the money and all that. So that's one of the things that always makes me iffy with, you know, do we want to jump into that whole thing? But I think Trump's done a really outstanding job. I mean, think about the amount of negative attention he gets day in and day out. Think about the Obama holdovers that are in there. Think about the rats that are still left over within the White House, listening, ratting them out, snitching, trying to say whatever they can to come up with something to create some kind of hostility or some new headline. Some guy trying to put out a new book every other day. Someone who's got tapes. I mean, all this stuff he's had nonstop. It's been 98% negative force coming at him nonstop. And he's still been able to do more than any president of my lifetime. I mean, the things that we've been able to accomplish are pretty outstanding and amazing. And he's done it all.
No, I agree, Joe, but I want your take on this. I agree. We're laissez-faire. I'm a libertarian, too. I believe in the invisible hand of capitalism and Adam Smith and all that. What I'm saying is, if the Chi-Coms and the EU are already bringing in regulation, and so we don't have regulation, but because we don't, they then decide the regulatory architecture. So what I'm saying is Congress has woken up to that now, and we can have laws that prohibit regulation. I'm saying we need laws that don't control the Internet. We need laws like we had on the books before that are being ignored, like Section 230, that protect the open freedom.
Yeah.
Call it the Second Amendment. It isn't a prohibitive law. It's a law enshrining and defending an unalloyable, unalienable right.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I got it.
So what is your take on that?
I mean, that's fine then. Like, that's good. That'll work, you know. But, you know, like I said, it's who's involved, who's going to be writing this, and who's going
to
be...
No, I agree. You're totally right. Getting government involved, taking big tech to the woodshed is dangerous as well. But here's the thing, Joe. They put us in this situation, Joe.
You know, what I'd like to do is I just say, screw Twitter, screw Facebook, let them all fail. I mean, I think we need to make a shift somewhere else.
But you understand, honestly, let's say you started a social network that was rivaling. They're going to come and offer you $1 billion, Joe. They buy everybody up.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, I just don't know. It's one of those things I really don't have an answer to. It's one of those things I'm still, when I sit here and I hear everybody talking about it.
I do have the answers. And I just mean that very calmly. Not, I'm serious. You get what I'm saying. If the Chinese and the EU are bringing in regulations that we're now going to follow, if we don't block that, we've given them control. You do agree with me. We shouldn't give them control,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why. So now that we're going to have regulations, because it's happening now. Look, we've crossed that bridge. We're here now. What do you think should be done?
To be quite honest, I, like I said, I get scared when I put when I think about giving government control and stuff like this, yeah, we block other people from taking control, but I think it needs to be very limited in the scope.
I totally agree with you. We need government to tell the Chi-Con.
Yep.
Because you get laws can be prohibitive of regulation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the right to peaceably assemble or redress the government for grievances. So you kind of see the compendium, right? It's a law saying you don't touch this. You don't have jurisdiction. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes, I do.
So don't we need that again imposed?
No. Like I said, I agree with you on that. Of course, outside of that, I don't know what else to do.
All right, I want to go to phone calls, Joe, and I want to ask what else is on your radar. I want to get you back on a routine basis. You're a smart guy, you're a funny guy, and you've got a lot of common sense for folks. And I think you're honest about it. Like, you're like saying, hey, I don't want to regulate stuff. I get it, brother, neither do I. What do you do when the Chi-Coms and the EU are doing it, though?
Yeah, like I said, that's one of those things that from things I've seen, you know, working in the government for so many years, it just scares me when I have to think about giving them power of stuff.
I agree with you. Oh, Joe. Joe, look right here, though. Here's AP. Here's Bloomberg. You understand the EU has declared control over the U.S. Internet. Yes. So it's already happened. The EU, brother. So what does our government need to do then?
Tell them to F off.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think they're so arrogant they would try this, Joe?
Well, I think most people think that they can. I think they're used to, you know, having this Obama kind of thing. I think that that's what they were hoping on. They were hoping they were going to have a Hillary Clinton. So since everything's failed, I guess they're still trying to push through and see if, you know, maybe President Trump will bend and break on some issues like that, and maybe they can slide in and get some control of something like that. But I don't really see that he's going to play that game. You know, I think they're just kind of coming out with a final blow and seeing what they can do, you know. They had all this stuff lined up for years under Obama, and they were ready to pass that torch over to Hillary Clinton to kind of do a final blow to just take complete and total control, and didn't work out too well for them. So I think they're just trying anyways to see what they can do.
That's why I have Joe Biggs on, because, Joe, you act like the common guy, and you are just a common sense guy. But you just said incredibly sophisticated things. You just crystallized it all. They had all this world government plan with Obama and Hillary. It was all supposed to go down. And now it's not going the way they wanted. You just said everything right there.
It's really what it is.
All right. Sorry. I apologize to callers for not getting to you. You have my word of honor. When we come back, we're going right to Carol, right to Mike, right to Lee, right to Joey, right to Joe, right to Thad, right to Pam. We'll go a little bit in the next hour. And then I've got, he already left today, but we taped it and it's powerful. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes on how big this is. But let me just explain something. For Trump to take on the Chi-Coms was big, because they got a lot of traitors and payoffs here in America. That was Godzilla battling Megalon. When Trump took on big tech, Gamora, or whatever you call it, the three-headed dragon, that was it. I mean, let me tell you, Trump's the real deal, period. I mean, he is the real McCoy. There's no doubt now, but my gut already told me, Trump is for real. And this is America's last chance to turn this around. Joe Biggs is our guest. Your call straight ahead, I promise. On the other side, 10 seconds into the next segment, we're going to the callers. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listeners, you've got my commitment to never back down, never give in, but I could give out. That's why your financial support is completely paramount. I'm not just some unnamed internet site that wants you to give them money or whatever. We've got a lot of employees, a lot of crew, a lot of reporters out there in the field. We're paying for our own bandwidth. We built our own network, our own infrastructure. It takes a lot of enemy capital to do that. That's why when you support us, it changes the world. Okay. Who's been holding the longest? I think it's Carol. And then we'll go to Thad and Pam and others. Carol in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, American Patriot, and Alex Jones. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on. Thanks for holding.
I got to tell you, God bless the both of you. I mean, I met a lot of great fellow patriots, and I mean, that have become really good friends, and because of both of you, just putting it out there and reconnecting with a lot of great people.
Ma'am, we love you, too. It's so great to meet all the patriots out there, whether they're black or Hispanic or white. The electricity in people's eyes that love liberty is incredible.
Exactly.
It is. And also, since like I am in love with those power bars. The peanut butter ones, they are the bomb. I'm going to tell you right now, they are the best.
Well, thanks for plugging that, because we just got them back in stock. We've got peanut butter and chocolate, and then we've got coconut and chocolate. They're high-end bars that, like, Whole Foods would sell for $7 a piece for $3 a piece, but discounted, they're even less. So There's no filler, though. Some people are like, man, these take forever to eat. They're so thick. They're so heavy. There's no filler. You can cut the price with corn and wheat down to like a 10 cents a bar if you put filler in it. We don't do that. You actually get real protein, real quality. So thank you.
I just bought my box last week. You can count on me, Alex.
So. Thank you very much, man. We wouldn't be here without you.
Oh, so here's my question. I know Paul Joseph Watson, he had mentioned that we need an Internet Bill of Rights. How can we get that through our great president, get that to his desk? That we need a Bill of Rights just to hammer it down for the Internet. There's got to be a way.
Now, that's a great idea. Carol, thank you. That's my mom's name. I appreciate you calling. I think the Internet Bill of Rights was the Digital Millennium Copyright Act 2000. We had the laws. It made sense. The inventors of the Internet wrote them for Congress. It was like, we're third parties. Anybody can post what they want. If it's illegal, it gets taken down. The police get involved. But we're just, if you have a message board, somebody can say, I'm going to kill somebody. Well, I've got a message board. It's not my fault. Then if it gets reported, they get in trouble. Big Tech's thrown that away. They've thrown away. We already have the laws. America built the Internet with the British. We already had the system, and it just got thrown away. Joe Biggs?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's already been there. We need to go back to it. Someone said something violent. Someone says they're going to do something. Obviously, you report that, you do something. Other than that, sorry, it's okay to be offended. I should be able to offend you. I should be able to say things that hurt your feelings, and you can get over it. You can block me. You can mute me. You can move on. That's the end of the day. Or you can just choose to go somewhere else and not get on that website. I mean, it's okay to be offended. And I don't care if other people are, but at the end of the line, if we're going to talk about, you've got people out there, look at YouTube. I mean, they've got videos pushing pedophilia and things like that. It's okay for them. But if I quote someone saying something stupid, then I get banned, on Facebook for 30 days. It's just ridiculous what we're seeing happen.
Well, you're being banned because you're effective, not because you're actually saying hateful things. And it's not like we want to say these big things like, I don't like such and such. That's not who I am. It's just crazy. Great points, Joe. All right, let's go to Pam in the great state of Wisconsin. Pam in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Joe Biggs. Go ahead.
Sharon's in there.
Go ahead.
Just give me 1 second, sorry.
Yeah, phones used to be better in this country. I remember a joke Joe Rogan had 15 years ago. It was we're supposed to have jetpacks in the year 2010, and now phones are even worse. I'm like, God almighty. Go ahead, Pam.
I work in a concrete building. I just want to talk about how, it's funny that, Caitlin Bennett when she was in England, I think she was telling someone that their opinion didn't matter since 1775, which I think that the EU should take that and use it to their advantage, because I don't think that their opinion should matter on the American Internet. And the fact that they think that they can take it, well, like my guns, they can come and take it.
A territorial position or just law. Again, I'll say it. It's all over the news. Like I keep saying, the EU is, because nobody else will do it, is running Internet law worldwide because our government won't say no. And so I think you just said it right there.
Well, I think that we should, start taking back what was ours. I mean, I'm not going to let my forefathers who fought in the revolution, and died for nothing.
Pam, I totally agree with you, but I'm telling you, I talk to conservatives. And they're so ingrained with, we don't regulate corporations. We don't regulate speech. The corporations are regulating speech. They're working for foreign governments. They're following their orders. So we have to have laws saying you don't do that.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with what the earlier caller right before me said, that, I think that we should start putting in a Bill of Rights for the Internet, because I'm tired of people who aren't saying anything bad get banned, and however, we have congresswomen that are going to terrorist organizations and rallying and saying that they hate Jewish people. I mean, Jewish people are citizens just like you and I are.
And I agree. So. And by the way, I don't agree with saying Jews are the devil, get rid of Israel. But if someone wants to say that, as long as they're not calling for violence, it's their right. But instead, the very Islamic groups that are calling for that then call for citizens saying that's wrong to have our rights taken. And I've been told one of the litmus tests is don't talk bad about radical Islam. I appreciate your call, Pam. Back down to that. Joe, have you run into that?
Oh, yeah, of course. And one of the things we really need to focus on here in this country is after Trump. What are we going to do after Trump leaves? You know, what we're seeing happen over in Europe right now with the censorship, with people going to jail for saying things on the internet, that's frightening, and that's going to move over here in this country soon. You know, who do we have that's going to come up? Who are we looking at to come and replace Trump, you know, after his time's done in 2024? That's one of the big things that we really need to focus on. We need to focus on what happens after him, because hands down, Trump's going to be Biden. That's easy. I mean,
by the way, Josh Hawley has been saying, what do we do post-Trump? Relaunch a populism that transcends left and right and is just about the country and prosperity. I think Josh Hawley's plan is just dead on.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we really need to focus on. It's not just now. It's the steps down the road. We've got to think about this chess game. You know, it's not just a move now, but a few down the road. And that's really going to help secure our internet freedom and what we're going to be able to do. Because if we don't do that now, we're surely going to fall dead.
So you agree with me that if we don't defend free speech, we don't have anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know that's an oversimplification, folks. We all get it. But it's like, well, how satisfying is it to see Trump taking action, though? I mean, I'm not here to kiss Trump's ass, but I'm sorry. The guy's delivering in royal flushes. I mean, if we don't thank God for this, we're idiots.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job. And like I said, there's been times that I've disagreed with him on it, and I've called him out on that. I mean, he's not my king. You know, I'm not his servant. You know, and if I see something that I don't like, I've called him out, and I've seen you do the same thing as well.
Oh, I've had private conversations with him where I disagree with something and show him facts, and then 2 days later he changes his position. It's wild.
He listens, though. He listens. I've got a lot of friends that work close to him, and they say he's one of the most genuine, awesome Americans out there. I mean, he really, when he goes to restaurants and he's taking troops and stuff to go eat, he will go and speak to every single person at that restaurant, from the busboy all the way to the general manager.
Oh, yeah, he's all about people in this anti-human globalist system that's post-human. He's pro-human. I remember learning when he was running for office from people that were close to him, not just Roger Stone, but others, that he told his wife, he said, look, I'm 69 years old. He's now 72, 73. He said, I'm going to have to totally commit to this if I do it. He just said, I just want to have a life. It's going to be too exhausting, because if I step in this position, I won't be able to give up, because I can do a business negotiation, but then there's not always one every day. If I do this, I'm going to be killing myself. And it was Melania came to him. That's what he said. Melania said didn't run, and Trump doesn't want to run. It was all lies. Melania came to him. She's a big Christian, and said, God told me you absolutely have to run. And later it was even in Politico, this whole story about how he did it was the name of the article. But Trump is literally pouring himself out 18 hours a day, totally committed, because not only will he be destroyed and his family for signing on to the reboot of America, he gets we will. So we're getting a champion here, folks, that is metaphysically 100% committed. And that's why the enemy's so scared. That's why they want him out of there.
Think about the mental capacity that this man has. I mean, he has a mental capacity that most athletes in their prime and most geniuses in their prime can't even, like, comprehend. I mean, the fact that he's running an entire nation, being a family man, remembering the names of every person that works for him, taking the time to speak to each and every one of them. When he went and spoke to the Air Force the other day for their graduation, for their ceremony, he stayed there afterwards and shook hands with every single person. I mean,
and again, it took 2 hours. No leftist would do that. People say, oh, big deal.
No. Yeah. Because they're servants to them. They don't care. They're beneath them. That's beneath Hillary Clinton.
But see,
that's beneath
again,
Joe
the
Biden.
Spell is that humans suck. We're in a post-human world. Trump is involved in a ritual telling people they have power. You understand? It's not just about him showing them he cares and him shaking their hand. He wants to show them they're what's important, which is the globalists tell us we're not important. Joe Biggs is our guest. More calls with Lee, Joey, Thad, Mike, and others with Joe Biggs straight ahead. And then the big interview. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel. Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.